We are live back again after a bit of a hiatus. We're here back with the Guelph Dads podcast. I'm Jay Hunt. That's Matthew Webster. Thank you again for joining us on this September. What day of the week is it?
First day of fall. It's September 22nd, Thursday the 22nd, first day of fall.
That's it. First day of fall. So there you go. And it's football season, of course. It's back. Pumped about it. Got to throw on my Fly Eagles Fly toque. Of course, we're off to a solid start this year. You're wearing a dirty, ugly green G on your shirt there, Matt. You're a Packers fan, huh?
Big Packers fan. Yep.
What's the origin story of the Packers?
Just I was just well, I mean, it's kind of a shameful thing to talk about now with what's going on, but I was a huge Brett Favre fan when I was a kid. I think it was like some video game that I played, and I was like, Brett Favre's the best quarterback in this game, so he's got to be my favorite. So
yeah, that's I wonder if it was the same game that drew my attraction to the Eagles. It was Tecmo Super Bowl 1992, I believe. 1991. No, it was 91. And then during that, it was I was deciding what team to play with, and Randall Cunningham was a quarterback at the time. Yeah. And if you can remember Tecmo Super Bowl, there's literally like four offensive plays, four defensive plays.
Quarterback sneak.
If you guessed the offensive play that they were picking, you automatically blitz, and it's like an automatic sack.
Yeah.
And but that rollout, that scramble would work so well. And plus, I really hated the bandwagon that everyone else was jumping on, which was the Cowboys at the time, from 91 to 94. So I was like, I'm not following those guys. Yeah. Who's their arch nemesis? Well, it's the Eagles. So it's the Eagles. There it is. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah.
What are you drinking tonight?
Got a fixed gear Peloton Pilsner.
Ooh, so keeping it local.
Keeping it local.
Keeping it local. Good luck. Good luck.
Yeah.
I've got a pint of Guinness. I got hooked on the Guinness since coming back from Dublin there a couple weeks ago. So good time, but it's a meal in the glass right there. So absolutely. Anywho, but let's get into it. We got a lot to get through here today. We have some guests waiting backstage that we're excited to introduce to you guys. And we're going to talk a bit about the municipal election that is coming up. I'm sure you have all seen the signs around town. We're going to dive into some of the candidates, and we're going to have some questions for them today. So look forward to that. But first and foremost, announcements. About time. The website is now live. So if you go to GuelphDads.com, you'll see the website there. Again, it open to any suggestions for making the site better. Right now, it's got your homepage there, and you'll see there's a dad rectory. That's our Guelph Dads business directory. So if you have a business and you're a business owner, you could submit your business. The big benefit to submitting your business is, well, A, you get recognized by the Guelph Dads community, and you're listed on the website, and you get a backlink. And if you know anything about search engine optimization, there are tons of pluses to that. So go on over and submit your business to GuelphDads.com and get listed on the site there. Also, there's a shop tab where you can go ahead and purchase any paraphernalia that is Guelph Dads, including hats as well as hoodies. We still have some limited stock hoodies available. T-shirts will be coming soon. Isn't that right, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. We're just trying to source them because we don't want them to be $40. So the printed T-shirt industry has not been able to avoid the grasp of inflation. So we're just trying to figure out the best cost effective and still to have a good quality product. So that's one thing that the admins, we always toss around, is to make sure that we've got quality stuff that is going to last and people want to wear. So
everything's going up, eh? Even custom made T-shirts are going up in price. It's insane. But anyway, that's awesome. That's exciting. Also, a couple things. I want to throw a couple questions at you, Matthew. First of all, what do you think was the busiest day of the week this summer in the Guelph Dads Facebook group?
Friday.
Good guess. I probably would have said that too, but surprisingly, it was Wednesday. Wednesday received the most engagement. What time on Wednesday received the most engagement?
9 a.m.
1 p.m.
1 p.m.
1 p.m. Get to work, dads. What are you doing on Wednesday at 1 p.m. other than trying to fix your dishwasher? So,
have you ever seen the show The League?
Yes, of course.
It's the Stinker Tinker. That's when you go to the bathroom to play with your fantasy football lineup.
Yes, yes. Good point. Good point. And I mean, that is usually the waiver pickup day too, right? So
there it is.
People making their waiver claims. So anyway, but okay, cool. So moving on, we've got a cool giveaway coming up.
Yes. So we have taken a little bit of a break for the summer. We haven't done the podcast in a while. We've been a little bit quiet. I mean, there's been great engagement on the group just because it is a great group, and that engagement has been driven by the members. But we haven't done a podcast or a giveaway in a while, but we wanted to, first day of fall, get back into it. And we did a from the group, so it's not a sponsored giveaway. And we're doing a branded hoodie, Guelph Dad's hoodie, a Guelph Dad's hat. We've got Guelph Dad's beer mugs. Thank you, Bear. And a $50 Walmart gift card. So it's a pretty good giveaway. We're going to throw it up on the page by tomorrow, and we'll run it for a week. Hopefully we get as many dads as possible in that giveaway, and then we'll do a quick Facebook Live to throw everybody on the wheel next Thursday.
Yeah, so keep posted to the Guelph Dads group for that giveaway post. It should be coming in the upcoming week.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Cool. Next, a few of you dads, I mean, we're up to like, I think we're at like 1,700 plus
1,700.
Dads.
I couldn't believe it.
That's insane. It's amazing. But back a couple of years ago when we didn't even break the 1,000 dad threshold yet, we were holding an annual event called the 12 Bars of Christmas in downtown Guelph. Excellent event. I love it. We actually schedule to hit 12 bars in a loop around downtown Guelph, which is pretty awesome. Unfortunately, some of the bars no longer exist. So we refreshen it up every year, usually add a few new bars to the till. But it's good because each of these bars typically gives us a special discount of sorts or a special dad shot. So it's just a good night. Usually we get about 20 dads, 20 to 30 dads starting the night, usually only about 4 or 5 make it to the end, but it's a good night nonetheless. And we'll be doing it again. We're bringing it back this year. We took a hiatus last year, obviously, I believe the last 2 years because of COVID. So yeah. We're bringing it back this year. That's the plan. So definitely keep your eyes peeled for that. Hopefully we can get a good gang of dads out this year for that. It's a good time.
Absolutely. Sort of a signature event for the group. So I've never actually partaken in it. I had dad problems that caused me to miss the one that I was in the group for. And I'm really looking forward to this year. So hopefully a good crew out there.
Think you can make it to all 12?
I think I have to. That's a challenge.
It's one drink at each bar for 12 bars. And we're usually scheduling it about a drink every half an hour or so. Yeah. What's tricky is the bars where they offer the dad shots, because you don't just take the shot and sit around for half an hour. So you're grabbing a drink there as well. It'd be a true test. I don't know if you can make it to the end. I don't think you got it, Matt. I don't know.
Wow, those are big words.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. You're wearing a Packer shirt. So anyway, so moving on, going over to, social events. What do you got?
Yes. So we've got, obviously, the 12 bars is it's a big event that's going to take some planning. We've got a couple of other things in the hopper that we've been throwing around. So, Jay, do you like darts?
I love darts.
I love darts too.
I love my darts.
I don't know if there's anything, you know, that's the best thing about darts is that you can play darts with somebody, you can be terrible, and they can be really good, and the experience is still the same for everybody. Mm. So I think it's a good event, especially if you've never played before. You can come out and just throw darts at the board, and it doesn't really matter. I mean, you obviously want to win, but it's a great social event. There's a couple places in town, so we're looking into those options, and we're going to find a place that can accommodate enough dads. Probably throw a little bit of a survey out to the group just to see how much interest we have for that. But there was a post, I don't know, maybe a month ago, somebody was asking about dart leagues and it gave us that idea. So I think that's going to be our October, November, and then we're going to have the 12 bars Christmas. And the admins do a fair bit in the group, but one thing that takes a lot of time is actually running social events. So I think, Jay, we've got a, you know, an ask for the group on that as well.
Yeah, definitely. So, and you know, it is a lot planning the events on top of everything that we're doing as a part of being admins for the group and doing that planning. So we're definitely putting it out there and putting the seed out there to see if there is somebody interested in a social events coordinator position as a part of the Guelph Dads group. Obviously, there are a lot of perks being an admin to the group and to being able to help control the events and what events we decide to do moving forward. So if you know of anybody or you're interested in yourself in this social events coordinator position, just reach out to us, one of the admins, Matt, myself, Bear, or Tim, and we'll see where we can go from there.
Absolutely.
Cool. Awesome. Now the event that you've all been waiting for. Let's bring in our special guest this week on the Dad Podcast. Introducing first, we got John Bertrand, Mark McKinnon, and third, Brendan Clark. How's it going, fellas? Awesome.
Doing well. Thanks for having me here.
Thank you.
So there were some posts that happened over the last few weeks, just as you guys were announcing, all the candidates were sort of announcing, and that critical time, which we were just chatting about backstage, when you get to install your signs on the curb. We noticed there was quite a few dads that were running for council this year. I mean, Cam's a member of our group, unfortunately wasn't able to make it to this, but he's running obviously for the mayor's seat, but we thought it would be a great opportunity to give you guys a little bit of time and a platform to talk about what you're doing, what you plan to do, and basically just about your campaigns. So it's convenient. So John, I see that John Bertrand for Ward 3, you even got your name right in there. So that's perfect.
Yeah.
So,
I'm not sure if we should separate our wards when we're on here.
So why don't I start with you, John? I'll just do a quick intro for each of you. What ward you're running in, your name, etc.
All right. Well, yeah, my name is John Bertrand. I'm running in Ward 3. And, you know, I'm a husband and a father who wants to build a safer, more sustainable and affordable city for our children.
Awesome. And Mark?
Yeah, Mark McKinnon. I'm your Ward 6 City Councilor. This is my third term that I'm running for. I've been a councilor since 2014, really enjoying it in, representing the South Guelph and giving dads a little representation on council. So I'm hoping to be able to serve for a third term.
Excellent. Thank you. And Brandon?
So I'm Brandon. I'm running in Ward 4. I've got a 3-year-old and a 6-week-old at home, so I don't know if I'm crazy or whatever, but I don't know. We, like, the deadline to apply or whatever to run was 3 weeks after my little one was born, and we carefully went through all the candidates' platforms that were running, and we didn't see anything that really spoke to us as a family. So between me and my fiance, we decided that it was an okay time to put my name forward. And right now, we really spent some time boiling down what the issues were, and the main thing we heard was affordability. And I'll get into that if we have a chance to kind of totally. Go through our platforms.
Totally. Yeah. So I've got a few questions. I'll switch up the order each time for who gets to answer first. But we'll start with John, the same order we did for intro. So the first question I have is, what's one thing that dads should know about you and your platform for running?
What should dads know about me and my platform for running, right? Well, here's something that's actually pretty unique to me. I'm not a politician. I've never been a politician. The only reason why I got into this was, for my children. I want to see a better future for them. I want to see an affordable future for them. I love Guelph. I love what our council has done in the past. We just need to see faster results. The issues are rising. The mental health crisis is rising. The affordability is becoming a big issue. And so I want to get involved, and I want to see if we can help fix these issues.
Great. Mark, what's the one thing that dads should know about you and your campaign?
Yeah, I really think that experience matters. That's the kind of big push I'm going for. So in this election, we actually have 4 councillors incumbents that aren't running. So guaranteed four new councillors in the term. In addition, of course, there could be more if existing incumbents don't end up winning. And so having that institutional knowledge, having that people who were on previous council, it's really important that we have people that can run starting day one, hit the ground running immediately after the election, because we are facing inflationary pressures that we've never had in decades that we're facing right now. And that's going to greatly impact our capital forecast, our operating forecast. And so I believe we need to have people that are very much experienced. When I first did this in 2014, it takes at least a year until you're really up and running and you understand the councillor's role, you understand the difference between politics of provincial, municipal, as well as what's going on at the county level. And so having an existing amount of incumbents that can help guide the at least minimum four new councillors that come on, I think that's going to be critical so we can start. We really can't wait. When council, the election's over, day one, we want to make sure that we can start operating the council right away. And that's one of the reasons that I think it's really important that I'm back on, because experience matters in Ward 6. We have a huge amount of development going on there. The South End Community Center is critical, and that's why I'd love to continue serving on council.
Cool. Thank you, Mark. And Brendan, what's the one thing that you think Dad should know about you?
Well, as far as I know, I'm the only one in Ward 4 that's actively pushing to get a splash pad in the West End. No, but all kidding aside, I am, surprisingly or not, it is a door-to-door issue. That's like, my fiance told me whenever I started, she's like, oh, it's all over the moms group. And I kind of like laughed at her. I'm like, okay, like whatever. And it's been brought up more than 10 times to people I've talked to as it being an issue. So, but on another note, the main thing that I'm looking for is I have lived in Guelph my entire life, other than when I went to school. I love living in Guelph. I hope to live in Guelph for a long time. And I want my children to be able to grow up, and if they decide to stay in Guelph, to be able to afford to live here and want to live here and enjoy the safe and, you know, community feel. And to be honest, and this has been echoed across other people I've talked to, I know Matt, you live in Ward 4, our community has felt that there's been a bit of a lack of a community feel, just due to the fact that our counselors have not had a lot of engagement, don't share a lot of information. And that's something that we want to bring back. We want people to know it's ultimately your money. You're the taxpayer. You're the one that's funding this stuff. And we want people to have a say and to know where their money is being spent and why it's being spent that way. And ultimately, we think with that communication, we can really help people out.
Great. Okay, that's awesome. So
it's nice. It's nice getting that insight to the mom groups as well.
Totally.
Not everybody has that.
Apparently there's two of them.
Yeah. See, the thing is with the moms groups. Sorry, I'm going to go on a tangent here. The thing with the moms groups is they allow drama, where we try not to have drama in our group. Yeah. So the reason there's a second moms group is because there's moms trying to avoid the drama
from
the first group, right? Yeah. So anyway, I think that's one of our, like, you know, we like to plant that flag.
We pride ourselves on that.
We have no drama rule in the dad's group. Mm-hmm. So perfect. Okay, so moving on. I'm going to switch up the order here. I'm going to go Mark, Brandon, and then John will be the last one to answer this question. So what's the biggest problem that your ward is facing that you want to tackle?
Well, that's a great question, because I'd say without a doubt, the biggest problem, as I mentioned earlier, was the inflationary pressures. But that's kind of citywide, in fact, Canada-wide. So if I was to focus on one specific aspect of Ward 6, it would have to be the traffic and development that we have, because the Gordon Street corridor has been designated as an intensification corridor. That's where, you know, most of the development is going to happen in Guelph. And whenever you have a lot of high rises going up in a certain area, that's going to create traffic issues. It's going to create safety issues. And quite frankly, no one really wants more development near them. I mean, you can call it NIMBYism. You can just call it what makes sense, that I certainly don't want any more development near me. If I'm a resident, there's no benefit to a high rise going up down the street for me. It's just going to make my life more difficult. So why would anyone want more development near them? It doesn't mean it's not a good idea. I mean, as a city, we have an affordability problem. We have a vacancy problem on rents and purchasing. So we need to get that development in. In fact, we're designated as a place to grow. We have to hit 208,000 residents by 2051. I mean, that's not that far away. And so Gordon Street's going to be taking a lot of it. So what it comes down to is the issue that I'd like to work on at working with staff is making sure that we have as much smart development as we can. There's going to be lots of applications coming in and we're going to have a lot of density. So how do you manage it with traffic, with roads, with safety measures and transit? For example, you want to make sure you have a solid transit to represent everyone. One of the problems that it came in with the student housing, that everyone knows about Solstice, the previous councils approved all this student development, but then didn't approve a transit increase. And so we had tons of students living in a place and we had an inadequate transit system. That's been fixed in somewhat, and we have a great 10-year transit plan on that. So really that's what it is we need to go ahead and get that solved on the development and support sites.
Awesome. And Brandon, Ward 4, what's the biggest problem in Ward 4 that you want to tackle?
Other than the lack of splash pad.
I could go on that one all day. But no, honestly, it's everyone's platform is affordability. What we've tried to really dig down is ask people, like, what is your main concern about affordability? And not to kind of harp on what I was just saying, but it all seems to boil back down to a lack of communication. People, I keep saying that to people, the easy thing to do is to keep spending money. The hard thing to do is to decide where that money is going to be spent. And you know, we could raise property taxes forever. Like, that's super easy and we can have everything we want. But it's not feasible. No one will be able to afford to live here. So what we're trying to do is really discern what do you want and what do you need, and then educate. You know, there's some people that have told me, oh, we don't need a new library. And the fact is we do. Do we need a $62 million library? I don't know. I don't think so. A lot of people don't think so. So the education between, you know, what do we need to spend money on, but ultimately what do you want money to be spent on, and finding that fine line is going to be tough, but it's going to take a lot of communication. And again, it's another fine line, but it goes back to what Mark was saying. This is the second part of it. Of the affordability side is housing. I talk to people all the time, like, it doesn't make sense to put a high rise, like for Matt, like, we're not going to put a high rise on Flaherty, for example. Like, it just doesn't make sense. There's other housing options like stacked townhouses. And I met with someone from Granite Homes the other day to find out, why don't we have more of these in Guelph? Because they're putting up a whole bunch in Cambridge. They said Guelph just falls behind typically on the planning side of things for one reason or another. We do have some coming down the pipeline on Gordon, on the beer store at Woolwich from a couple different developers. But that's one type of development that I think that you can really fit into a residential neighborhood and increase density without fundamentally changing the look of a neighborhood, or as I kind of term it, making it look like a monopoly board. So it's a fine line between overdeveloping, making sure there's, like, the big thing, like Mark said, is that there's transit services available, that we're maintaining our parkland, but we're still increasing density. And the second half of our plan on that side of it is to work with staff to streamline the basement apartment process. One thing we really want to help staff and help residents accomplish, as we've gone through it a number of times with our construction company, is creating a checklist. You know, do you have 6'5" ceiling height in your basement and 6'1" under bulkheads? Do you have an egress window or space to put an egress window? Do you have 145 square feet of living space? And basically check, 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 check. Okay, like, you can do it, because the daunting process is getting started. Once it's started, it's, you know, it's not that hard. And the more dwelling units and legal safe dwelling units we can have, the more affordability. It's going to be more affordable. It's supply and demand, that no matter what we do, we could raise interest rates to 20%. If we don't have the supply to meet demand, it's just going to continue to become less and less affordable. So that's, you know, it's affordability in a couple of different senses, but that's our plan to tackle it.
Awesome. Okay, John, you're the last one. Ward 3, what's the biggest problem that you want to tackle in Ward 3?
Yeah, so I just want to say, Brandon, you nailed it. The supply issue is the big issue there. That's the only way we can start getting these homes more affordable, right? As for Ward 3, when I'm knocking on the doors, what I'm hearing, like, we don't have a whole lot of development going on in Ward 3. We're a pretty mature ward. We're pretty much developed. So the things I'm hearing right now is the road conditions. People want to see the roads in better shape. They want to see them attended to faster. And then when they are attended to, they want to see them fixed faster. So, you know, should I get elected, I'll be speaking to council and seeing what we can do about this, where the budget lies for this kind of stuff, and how we can start prioritizing some of these things. Another big issue I'm hearing repeatedly is the car and garage theft going on in our ward. It's been increasing, and you know, I don't know, maybe we can get some surveillance going around every so often. We'd have to talk to council and put our heads together and see if we can resolve this issue somehow, because it seems to be an ongoing concern. Like, I'm hearing it over and over.
Awesome. Okay. I'm going to switch up the order again. We're going to go Brendan, John, Mark, and 30 seconds. If you've got one more thing you want to say to the dads about the upcoming election, give me your 30-second elevator pitch. So, Brendan, first.
Basically, I just want everyone to know that I'm going to do everything I can to be accessible, to communicate. We're planning on hosting quarterly town halls. You can have my personal cell phone number. Whatever it is that we can do to help you understand and help make sure that we're spending your money the way you want it to be spent, and any dollar that we can save while maintaining proper services and is money back in your pocket and ultimately the way that we all want to live. So hopefully we can get your vote, and I'm looking forward to meeting more and more of you before the election.
Awesome. And John?
Well, I wanted to thank you guys for putting this on. This has been fantastic, and it's been great getting to know you, Brendan, and you, Mark. That said, I think it's time we do politics a bit differently. This election, we need to vote for candidates who can work collaboratively together and achieve the results that our city is asking for. My commitment to Ward 3 is to hold other governments accountable and to be a strong advocate. I will address affordability, transit, mental health, homelessness, equality, climate crisis, and I'll be your voice. Awesome. I hope I can earn your vote and trust and in this upcoming election.
Thank you. And Mark, bring us home, buddy.
So an important message for all dads is do not vote in this election unless you're prepared to do the research beforehand. Only informed people should be voting. I would rather you sit at home, drink a beer, and not do anything if you're not going to read the platforms, contact, perhaps even contacting the different people running. This is not a right. It is a responsibility, in my opinion. I think you should not be voting unless you are informed. That said, once you've been informed, you choose the best candidate or candidates, because it's two per ward, that best align with your vision for what you want to see, how it's going to grow, and how it's going to meet the needs for your family and what you want. With that, I believe that experience matters, which is why I think that I'm a great choice for Ward 6. I'm not the only choice in Ward 6, but if you have any questions, any Guelph dads want to reach out, I'm always available. Thanks.
Awesome.
You had all the dads at beer.
That's right. Wait, I can sit home and drink beer. You can also vote informed and then go have a beer afterward. Generally a good idea to do it after you vote for decision making purposes. But awesome. Okay, thank you so much, guys. I think that's going to help any dad that's looking to vote, just hearing a little bit, and hopefully that once they've heard your words, they go out and they do that homework on any other candidates in their ward. But we're happy to give you guys a platform to get your message out. So thanks for all you've done so far, and we wish you the best in the upcoming election.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, yeah. Matt. Thanks, Bear, for putting this on, and great to meet you, Mark and Brendan.
Oh, that's Jay. Bear is a different
guy.
Oh,
sorry, Jay.
Bear won't show his face.
Bear appreciates it as well.
Bear appreciates it as well.
Thanks, John. Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome. There we go. That was great.
A little bit different speed for dad podcast, but it's the first one we're getting back.
Hey, I thought you did a great job.
Okay.
Great job hosting that. That was awesome. Good job. So With that, I mean, I think this is a great episode right around that 30 minute mark as per usual. Again, to reiterate, head on over to GuelphDads.com. If you own a business, go on over there and submit your business. We're accepting all Guelph Dad businesses in there. And if you're looking for a service, go on over to GuelphDads.com and check out the businesses that have listed.
Awesome. Excellent. Everybody stay warm. I guess a cold day today. That was brutal.
Yeah. Anyway,
have a great week. Have a great weekend, everybody. And we'll see you next month.
See ya.